It's the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Since we've recently celebrated our 300th podcast, we've decided it's time for a change. So we listen to you and no more intro and outro, just the tip of the week. So here goes. Hoogle culture. This week's tip comes from Paul Wheaton at permies.com and his own website, richsoil.com. Permies.com is a cool website with forums for discussion on the techniques and concepts of permaculture. It boasts of being the largest permaculture website on the internet, which I have to say, it's really easy to read. And I find that ironic that most permaculture websites I go to are so poorly designed, I can't read them. So go check out permies.com. So today, we're talking about hoogle culture, a permaculture design involving logs, compost, and decomposition. To put it in Paul Wheaton's words, it's basically buried wood. The idea is to stack fallen logs into a long row and pile up layers of overturned grasses, compost, and soil to create a tent-shaped raised bed. It kind of ends up looking like an old Boy Scout pop-up canvas tent when you're done. Over time, the logs break down, generating nutrients and sequestering carbon in the soil, allowing roots to dive deep for those nutrients. A well-built hoogle culture bed won't need water once it's established if it's big enough. They can be as tall as 6 feet at the point and as long as a tree if you want. Oh, one little tip though, don't use naturally antimicrobial woods like cedar or pine, but instead choose wood like alder, birch, poplar, or apple. For more information on how to build a hoogle culture bed, go to the website This Week Only and click on the link. While you're there, check out our upcoming classes for fall garden planning and composting coming up on October 18th and 19th. Also, check out the Garden for Geeks book website and see our upcoming appearances at Artisanal LA and more. So check it out at gardennerd.com. That's G-A-R-D-E-N-E-R-D.com. Happy gardening!